T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It's the middle of the week, and I got to warn you right now, peeps, don't go to work today. It's a glum day out there anyway, right? It's muggy and nasty.
Last night was
wet.
Floods last night.
A lot of flood. Less than a minute.
Today, late.
This show, I don't say this every day, huh?
Late.
This show is better than work. Today's show's Rhea Hughes did something she's never done.
What?
In all the years of booking this radio show. Al, the magic hour from 6:45 to 7:15. We're not even taking a break.
Okay.
From 6:45 to 7:15, Rhea Hughes has booked the two best talkers on our favorite team, the Philadelphia Eagles. Back to back. 6:45. On the offensive side of the ball, center Jason Kelce. Josie, is there a better talker?
No.
No better talker. Well, we employ him every week. But
he's excellent.
And at 7:05 on the defensive side of the ball, Mr. Jordan Hicks. Great
really?
Talker.
Well done, Rhea.
Rhea, how did you do? You must be exhausted.
I'll go home and go to sleep.
All right, we got the two Eagles on each side of the ball, back-to-back, great talkers. Talking about the game. Can't wait. We got Mike Sielski, the brilliant columnist, in studio. Al, he doesn't want to be here. He doesn't care for us.
Oh, he lost a bet.
But he lost a bet. Told him, I did it in kind of a professorial style. I said, Wentz is not starting the season. And I even told him, I said, probably week 3.
Yeah.
And he said, how about we bet? I said, oh, really? He said, Wentz is starting the season. Wentz didn't start the season.
No.
He's back now. Mike is in to pay his penalties at 8 o'clock
today. He wants to spend time with us.
And I'm going to be honest with you, Al. I'm going to ask a question that will be embarrassing to him. But
okay.
I ran it by Jonesy, and he said do it.
All right.
Mike just did a 4-part series on Dave Haxtell.
Yes, I read it.
The flat, you did not read one word of
it. I did.
He did read it.
All four parts.
Yeah, he has to. Yeah. He does
all
the pre and post
game. All four parts, Morganti. It's like a mini book.
Yeah.
And?
I read it.
And?
I finished.
Oh. And?
It was fine. It was fine.
It was
interesting.
Anyway,
it was like,
fine.
Well, I found out a lot about his boat.
Well,
he's got a very nice boat.
Not necessarily information I need.
And he's, well.
I want to ask Mike
interesting.
A question. And I don't want to be a bad guy about it, but since he lost the bet.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, 4-part series on Haxtell, and it didn't get a blip compared to Gritty, the new mascot.
Wow, did he rock the
Gritty,
world or what?
Gritty killed it at 7:20 today. Uh-huh. Flyers analyst Keith Jones breaks down Gritty, including speculation as to who's in the costume. He's got it all today.
I figured it out.
Right, at 9 o'clock, we will not have the manager of the Philadelphia Phillies.
No?
He's in Colorado, 2-hour time difference. We'll book him later. We'll get one more shot at Gabe. But we have the best Gabe replacement you can be.
Who?
His official apologist here at WIP, Joe Giglio.
Nice.
And Joe Giglio, even to set up his appearance today, Al, sent out an annoying text message last night.
Okay.
Twitter. Okay. He tweeted last night in an annoying style.
Annoying style?
And then at 9:40, Philadelphia's own trailblazing, fabulous broadcaster, Andrea Kramer.
Okay.
Will be part of the first ever all-female NFL broadcast crew for an Amazon Prime game coming. Which one is this, Rhea? The Thursday night game?
Yeah, it's this Thursday.
Thursday night game. She will work with Hannah Storm on Amazon.
Wow.
I don't even know which one's doing the play-by-play, which doing the color, how they do it at. But Andrea just went in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, cool.
Andrea's a Hall of Famer, and she grew up here.
Yeah.
She grew up listening to you. I was too young then, but she was hearing you when you were on.
I knew Andrea if I worked with her.
I know you did.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to get some stories from Andrea later. Is that enough of a show? Plus the prize wheel And I'm going to throw two topics out to start today. I want two things in play right out of the blocks. Let's start with the key play in Sunday's Eagles victory, all right? Why don't we start with that? Because in all honesty, in a sense, it was a gift. It saved us from a week of angst. Here's the biggest play of that game.
They have to get to the 37. Wentz back, looking. Fires low, incomplete.
Ah!
Penalty flag down.
Oh,
let's
good.
See about this.
Come on.
Pass was intended for Matthews. Let's see about
please,
this call.
Please.
So, I think they're going to finally call a holding on the defense because that's what they've been doing a lot. Lane Johnson came off screaming earlier, trying to show the officials how
holding. Please. Defense.
Yeah. We're saved. Rhea was saved. And they won the game.
Saved the season.
I probably did not play nearly as well in Indianapolis, but it played well here. Mm. Then I'll take you back to game two, all right? Game two, the Eagles have done absolutely nothing on special teams so far, except this.
Clement standing inside his 25. The punt is away. Clement looks up, backs up, moves to his left, takes it at the 15, starts up the left side of the field. He is at the 40. He is at the 50. He is down the far sideline all the way to the box 40.
Yeah!
But there is a penalty flag back at the 21. And I fear that...
Unbelievable. And Al, we have seen that to the tune of 800 more yards assessed in the first 3 weeks this year than a year ago. There are rules now that are perplexing even the people who made the rules. Al, the roughing the passer rule is still under debate. The competition committee is having some emergency session to try to get the refs to not call what they've been calling against Clay Matthews. Because it's impossible to control your body to such an extent that you could pick where on the quarterback you can hit him and then not force your body weight onto him. It's almost impossible to ask him to do that. These dumbbells started the season with a rule that wouldn't work. The irony is the other rule that they brought in, which also stunk, was the helmet rule, where you couldn't use it in any way. They're going to throw a flag on you. They threw a ton of flags in the preseason. They've thrown almost none during the regular season. These guys have all these meetings to come up with rules that don't work.
And a lot of times the rules that are put in place, the referees don't agree with them, so they go above and beyond to make sure they look 100% foolish. That's what happens.
Well, if there was anybody, is anybody up right now that was watching Monday Night Football? Because it was an entertaining game. The Buccaneers made a big comeback late in the game, fell short. And the game was completely ruined by 21 penalties.
Yes, that's
right.
True.
And the Eagles had one game of 26. Mm-hmm. 21 penalties called in the game. Mike Tomlin, who benefited, he won the game, came out afterwards, the Steelers head coach, and made a statement I've been waiting for someone in a position of power to make. Listen to this.
The penalties were a significant element of the game, but as somebody that appreciates the game and understand that we're in the sport entertainment business, it is worrisome from the fan perspective. I do worry about what it's like to watch that game at home, you know, with penalties being administered at the rate that they were.
Penalties, for me as a fan, ruined the game. And I'm saying that on the week that we benefited, probably won the game because of a penalty. Mm-hmm. They ruined the game. Al, did they ruin the game? You're watching something that's exciting, and then suddenly it didn't happen.
They ruined the game, and they especially ruined the game for people in the stands.
Oh, yeah, that's even
because even in hockey, you don't know if you really can celebrate yet.
Isn't that awful?
You score a winning touchdown.
Yep.
And even if there's no, they're going to replay.
They got
to
review it.
You look at the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Did you really know? Did you?
It's awful.
It's not full on.
That's almost two different arguments.
The argument is it removes the moment.
Right.
Because
they call
in sports,
everything.
The spontaneity of that moment when you know you won, and then there's this little voice in the back of your head going, Wait, hold on. We're not sure yet.
It's a penalty.
It ruins whole spontaneity of
it. When you have a run and you have to have two, yep. Your eyes go two different places. One to the
Bad.
Run and
You're
one
right.
to the yellow flag.
I assume on every good return there's going to be a flag.
Yeah, you look for flag.
That's the biggest one, Rhea. There's never a great return that there isn't a penalty for.
It's awful.
And that ruins it for us. They've got to loosen it up and let them play.
Now, the quarterback, you can argue, just go one way or the other. Either you can't touch him, or it isn't, like you said, you cannot pick him up and put a pillow under him. It can't happen.
Let them play football. Let them play. It's ruining our appreciation in front of the game. And the timing here is significant because Eagles are 1-2 if they don't throw that flag.
Yeah, they are.
But that's why this is the perfect week to say it, because clearly we should be biased that they do throw penalties and won a game because of it. No. Don't throw all those damn penalties. Uh-huh. And Rhea Hughes has already ruined my morning.
Why?
She comes trottling down a few minutes ago. And you know what? She's got this little smirk on her face, right? And she goes, "You want to know who the ref is for the Eagles game Sunday?" And look, she's even tittering now. Did you hear the titter?
That was
a titter right there. Mm-hmm. All right. And then, Rhea, would you please announce who is the ref for the Philadelphia Eagles game in Tennessee Sunday?
First name is Sean. Last name, Hockley.
Now, all right, you're not going to like him because the Hockley is the son of Ed Hockley, who just retired. Mm-hmm. That's not my biggest problem. He's another rookie ref. Three in a row. Three in a row, and he's only been on NFL crews for 4 years. This guy is a novice, and he's Al. Aren't we the Super Bowl champs?
Yeah. So that
why do we
you.
Have to keep breaking in all these greenhorns?
It should help you though. And you just said the last
so.
2 weeks you benefited
not
by
the
road.
Not on the road. Not on the road.
Super
and
Bowl
he's
champs,
probably all got
be,
muscled up like his dad.
If you're
no.
Super Bowl champs, you should
no.
get the calls.
Horrible. I don't know.
You should.
I hope you're
I'm just
right.
telling you, you should.
I do not want a fairly played game. I want the benefit of every down.
You're going to get it.
It's the way I play it.
I don't.
All right. Meanwhile, Al, I got to update you on the other story because it was really getting big around here yesterday, and I want to make sure we're still talking about it today. The Philadelphia Phillies got destroyed again yesterday. I'll play for you a little later, Al. The same old story. Keep crying. Odubel, a ball bounced off his glove. Mm-hmm. Ball hit to him. He didn't run on a double play ball. Mm-hmm. Ben Davis went nuts. I'll let you hear all that. And guess what? The manager, he's still the same message. In fact, he even did a thing before the game. We sat down. Gabe Kapler sat down with the media that cover him out in Colorado. Mm-hmm. And he said, "I know what you guys want me to be. I know what the city wants me to be. Somebody who screams and yells and is flamboyant and all that. Somebody who tells it, you know, gives you the real story."
Yeah.
That's not me, and it's not going to be me. Yep. And when I hear that, he must know by now he's a bad fit for Philadelphia. Al, he must know that part. He's being harassed to be honest, right? Because he's not honest, all right?
I think he's honest.
Oh, no he's not honest. You think he loves managing Odubel friggin' Herrera?
That's my problem with him. I don't think he can manage Odubel Herrera.
All right. Well, the bottom line is
who can?
This. Here's the bottom line. And, Josie, you weren't here yesterday. This thing was building all morning on our show. Despite the stupid tweet sent out by Joe Stinkin' Giglio.
He loves him.
Who said that it's absurd. Absurd. The term he uses, absurd, that people should be speculating about the job security of Gabe Kapler.
Yes.
I want you to know historically how bad this September is.
Yeah, let me know.
All right. What are we known for, Al? Greatest collapse in sports history.
Yeah.
What is it?
1964.
64?
Yeah.
This is worse.
Oh, yeah.
This is the worst September the Phillies have had in 76 years.
Mm-hmm.
This is the biggest collapse. This is a collapse that is bigger than 64.
It's a worse collapse.
It's the worst collapse. How do you survive that when you're already acknowledging you're not a good fit for the city you're working in? How do you survive that?
Do you want to know the difference?
What?
People were watching in 1964.
No, I know. That,
they're
well,
not
he,
watching
that's the
now.
And to the credit of the fans, they knew this all along. We didn't know it. They knew it. The fans never went to the games.
If he started with the same record that he has over the last 35 games, this town would have went wild because baseball was the only thing that was on. Now the Eagles are back, and this team has been ignored, which should get you fired.
I asked the callers today, are you ready to say goodbye after 1 year to Gabe Kapler? I want to know what you're saying.
They would have said
we did a
one.
Poll yesterday. We did a poll. Actually, they did because he had that problem with the relief pitcher.
Yeah.
No, we asked yesterday, and like 60% want him out.
Yeah,
60%.
He's going to go up to 80 today.
Right? And another 35% want Klentak with him since he brought him in. All right, but the bottom line is, how do you keep a guy after the worst collapse in 76 years? How do you do that? And so we got all that going on, and then we got the prize wheel today.
What do we got?
And I'm going to be honest. I'll talk about this more later, Al. I did some soul searching yesterday. It was 1:30 in the afternoon.
Which were you done at 1:40?
At 1:31.
No, 1:30. I am watching one thing. I'm transfixed on my TV, and I'm going, Al, from Fox News to MSNBC to CNN. Back.
Yep.
Because the verdict is about to come down on Bill Cosby. And I know what he's done. 60 women on all lying. No. The guy is a predator. And they put him, Bill Cosby, last night, for the first time in his 81-year life, spent it behind bars in state prison. It's an amazing story. We have a list today of celebrities since the year 2000 who have done any time at all in jail, prison, behind bars.
Yeah.
You name them. Some of them are famous athletes who played in this city. You name an ex-con, we give you a spin on the wheel. That seems fair, right, man?
Yeah, very.
We're kind of showing the perspective of what happened yesterday. You with us, Ree?
Okay.
Thank you.
Good.
888-729-9494.
Can we stay away from, like, horrible crimes?
All right, you know what, then?
What?
I just decided how to do this.
Uh-oh.
There's your judge, Rhea Hughes.
Judge Judy.
She wanted
I don't want anything, like, nasty.
Nothing really bad? You mean like Cosby's? All right, Rhea.
Somebody stole a coffee cup at Wawa.
Yeah, something like that, and did 6 years in jail.
No, we might have one on the Philadelphia Eagles.
All right, Rhea, stop. This is not about your agenda. It's about mine.
Really?
888-729-9494. Jump on board. Win prizes today. WIP Sports Time 660.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.